Once upon a time, there was a fierce and marvelous horse. And everybody who saw this horse wanted to ride her, but no man could get near her. All the men from the village, they all tried to get on her back, but she would buck them off, and some wouldn't even get close enough to touch her. She was so fierce. But one time, there was a girl, and she was walking across the fields where the horse was. And as she walked past the horse and she saw the horse for the very first time, why, she loved that horse so passionately and so intensely that she knew she must ride her. And so she picked some sweet grasses that were growing outside the horse's field, picked some of those sweet grasses that horses love so much, and she went across the field. She went across the field and she said, "Here, girl, here, girl." And the horse... the horse, for the first time, became calm and docile and came towards the girl rather than running off. And as the girl fed the horse the sweet grasses, she said to the horse, "May I ride you? I feel like I must ride you." And the horse looked at the girl, and for a long time the horse looked and said nothing. And then she said, "Mistress, if you ride me, you'll never be the same again." "Why, what do you mean?" said the girl. "I mean this," said the horse. "You're a girl now, but after you've ridden me, you'll be a woman. And there'll be no turning back the clock. That'll be that. You'll be a woman forever." "Oh," said the girl. "Oh, dear. But I so want to ride you." "Then go away and think about it," said the horse. And so the girl did. She went back home and she thought, and she thought, and she thought. And all night long she thought about it. And when the morning came, she was clear, and she was sure what it was she wanted to do. And she went back to the field where the horse was. And she gave the horse some sweet grasses and she said, "Dear horse, I would so love to ride you. Even though it will bring such transformation, I know I have to ride you and I can't do anything else." And so the horse said, "Then get on my back." And the girl got on and the horse started to run. Now you might have seen horses running, but you ain't seen nothing like this horse running. Why, she galloped and she galloped and she galloped so fast. And the girl began to feel that there was no ground beneath her, like the horse's hooves were scarcely touching the grass, until all at once it was true. The horse's hooves weren't scarcely touching the grass. They was flying, the two of them, flying through the air and looking so wonderful and so magnificent that when all the men in the village saw, looked up into the sky and saw the girl riding the horse, they felt both ashamed and full of admiration. Ashamed because they'd never managed to do it, but full of admiration for the one who'd managed to do it. And when the girl and the horse came down to land, right there in the middle of the village square, why, all the men gathered round, and what did they see? The rider of the horse was no longer a girl. Rather, she was a most beautiful young woman. And every man there wanted to marry her, but she said, "I can only marry a man who's my equal. And so only a man who can ride this horse as I can will be my husband." And thereupon you can imagine what happened next. All the men redoubled their efforts to get on the back of that horse. But it was just as hopeless as it had been before. Every man who approached her was kicked off or couldn't even touch her. That was how fierce she was. Until, after a while, all the men had tried and failed. And the horse was put out to pasture once more, and no one could go near her. Until, that is, a boy came walking past that field for the first time in his life. What did he see? But there was the horse. And he knew in his heart he must ride her. He loved her so intensely, he knew he had to ride her. So he picked some sweet grasses, and he walked across the field, and he came to the horse, and he said, "May I ride you?" And the horse said, "You may, but you will be transformed forever from a boy to a man. But don't worry, because there's a beautiful young woman who's just waiting to marry you." And the boy, he thought about it, but not too long. In a flash, he jumped up onto the horse's back. And the two of them, they rode through the sky. And when they came down to land, why, it was right next to the beautiful young woman who was waiting for her husband. And who stepped off the back of that horse? Why, no longer a boy, but now a man, who was so handsome that she had no qualms whatsoever in falling into his arms and pledging to be his wife forever. And I do believe they got married and travelled to a land where people are both courageous and gentle. And their children rode horses whose feet barely touched the ground. Their children rode horses whose feet barely touched the ground.